Hello, everyone. This is the Bad Taste Crime Podcast. I am Janelle.
I am Vicky, and we're just hopping in here real quick because this is not going to be a normal episode.
It's abnormal.
It is. So, as you might have noticed, Janelle and I have been slightly absent for the last little bit because we have just had some other things happening
We have
that.
podcastitis.
Yes. Yeah. And honestly, let's be real. This is the first extended break we've really taken in like 4 years. So
Yes.
that's pretty good, I would say.
Some R&R.
But today we are bringing you an episode from one of the Quarren streams that we did. So occasionally we will live stream on YouTube
So
because
check
why
that
not?
out.
Yeah. So if you like this episode, you can find all of this stuff at our YouTube page, which I think is youtube.com/badtastecrimepodcast. I'm pretty sure. If not, I think we have links to it on the website. This is
It's on
going
the
so
website.
well.
It's linked on our social media.
Yeah.
You'll find
Yeah.
it. Just put in Bad Taste Crime
Yeah.
Podcast YouTube and it'll
But we know some of you guys don't know that we do that stuff. So we wanted to add it here so you can take a listen and hopefully join us on the next one. So enjoy.
come up. Enjoy.
What they discovered upon their arrival was almost unspeakable.
We are all evil in some form or another.
I'm not guilty.
The dead won't bother you. It's the living you gotta worry about.
Hello, and welcome to the Bad Taste Crime Podcast anniversary Quarren stream.
Oh man, that's a mouthful.
I know. It really is. But it's our 4 year anniversary, so we decided to do something a little special.
Yes,
How
so
are you,
special.
Janelle?
I'm good.
It's
I'm
not very
here.
often we actually get on like a video chat with each other, surprisingly
I
enough.
know. It's weird to see your face and not just have you be an ambient voice in the ether.
A background voice that may or may not be a
Yes.
person. I had a question. So right before we started recording, or not recording, right before we started streaming, I went and got a drink that I haven't
Very
opened yet.
good.
So I'm gonna apologize. I'm about to make some drink sounds. What
Ooh,
do
do it right into the mic.
you? Oh yeah. Okay, hold on. Let's see.
Let's hear this. Excellent.
That was a good one. I'll tell you, I'm having
Yes.
tonight Schilling
Very
Emerald
good.
City.
Ooh, I
Is one
haven't
of
had
my
that one. I do like
favorites.
Schilling.
It's
I'm
blackberry pear.
having strawberry Perrier because I have not been drinking because
Because
adulty things.
health. Because you're more
Help
concerned about health than I
for
am.
your health.
Oh my God. Tips in the chat. Happy anniversary.
What?
It's been so long since we've done a live
Cute.
stream. I kind of have to like
It
get back
has.
in
I
the
forgot how
swing.
to do it. I forgot how to function.
So we've got a couple of really fun things planned that I'm very excited about.
Do.
As you'll notice, I'm also excited. This is a landmark thing. Since the last time we've done a stream, I've gotten this lovely new mic stand that I'm not going to move because I finally have it in the perfect spot. A brand new webcam, a brand new computer. Everything is
As
working.
seen here.
So you can see right here.
Yes.
So much better. So before we get started, we're going to have some news.
Anniversary news.
Okay, I don't even remember what I grabbed. I gotta be honest with you. It
Ooh,
was
goody. We like to surprise each other, so Vicky also doesn't really know what I'm doing either.
No, not
So,
really.
it's
We
fine.
like to surprise each other so much that sometimes I even surprise myself.
Right?
Like
This is
right
how we keep
now.
our relationship alive.
Fresh.
Full
Fresh
of
and new.
surprises.
Yeah. Okay, so none of this is like super happy news. So sorry in advance. Have you been keeping an eye on this case out of London with the missing woman, Sarah Everard?
I did hear about it, but I haven't really read any updates.
Yeah, so actually today, this is really fun because I actually can do some current news and have it still be current when we talk about it.
You mean not a month late?
Right. Yep. So today they actually found and identified the body of 33-year-old Everard, who she had disappeared while walking home in London. This was relatively recently. It's kind of like started this conversation online about, of course, sexual harassment and assault, and people sharing stories of not feeling safe walking home. Men and women. I mean, this is like a universal thing, interestingly enough. Not surprising, really, but, you know. So for anybody who's been following this case, this was a huge development. She has been missing since March 3rd, and they've just been searching the area. The person they currently have in custody is a member of, I believe, the Metropolitan Police. This is, this is from CNN, a police officer whose primary role was uniformed patrol duties of diplomatic premises was arrested in Kent on Tuesday, and then they recovered her body today.
Well, I'm not too surprised. We've had a lot of cases where somebody was in the, you know, police department or tried to be a police officer, so
not too surprised. Yes. Something to keep an eye on. I think this is going to be a very, if he ends up getting, I know he's in custody at the moment. I don't know that he's been officially charged with anything. I mean, he might have by now, but maybe tomorrow or over the weekend, who knows. So something to keep an eye out on.
Yes, that's why you keep a danger pocket, which is what I have. Does that have like your danger pocket
pepper spray?
It does. And it has pepper spray and a knife.
Honestly, Janelle, I gotta tell you, danger pocket sounds like a phrase that you would use for like a vagina. Your danger pocket.
You know what? Teeth. The movie Teeth.
That is one that I have not seen in a very long time.
I mean, in women's purses, a lot of times they put this tiny, unusable pocket for anything. It's useless. So I found pepper spray and a knife small enough to fit in this useless pocket, and I'm going to make it useful with
Fancy.
Danger.
With danger.
With danger.
So we'll jump to another area of the world in Northwest Nigeria.
Okay. I don't think we have too much Nigerian news ever.
No, but this was unbelievable to me. Yeah. So around 30 students were taken from Federal College of Forestry Mechanization, which is in Nigeria. So these 30 students were kidnapped from the school.
Where else did that happen where they took an entire school bus of girls? That was somewhere else in Africa, wasn't it?
Yeah, so this is, according to NPR, last week, 279 schoolgirls were freed after they were abducted from their boarding school in Northwest Nigeria. And a couple weeks before that, there was a bunch of kids and staff members taken from another boarding school. It sounds like there's this growing industry of kidnapping, which this to me blows my mind because it's on such a large scale. Like, it's not just like grabbing like two or three kids off the street. If you're taking literally like, you know, anywhere from
a school bus of kids.
right. It's like that's a lot of kids to kidnap at one time. Yeah. How? Also, why? I mean, are these are these kids being sold into some like sex trade, or is it like a I don't being sold for labor, or like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's so they're trying to figure out what is going on over there. But it's another in this like slew of large amounts of children being taken from schools in Nigeria. Last things, I decided to end with the lightest thing.
Oh, goody. Just like bringing it down.
Bring it back up.
Right?
Did you hear America's Most Wanted is coming back?
I didn't, but that's very exciting because you know how I feel about that show and Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes. Yeah. So it's going to be airing on Fox again. And of course, they have a new host, Elizabeth Vargas. And one of the things, one of the things that they're like in the previews that they've showed is obviously for one, the show is being released at a time where we have more technology than the last time that they did America's Most Wanted. I don't know when it was, but like,
yes.
When did, do you know when that show ended?
I want to say it was the early 2000s, but I'm not 100% sure because the late 90s and the early 2000s kind of blend in my mind.
Yeah. Oh my God. That ain't that the truth. But one of the nice things now is that everybody's got cell phones. Most people have internet. So you have all of these extra ways through like messaging and social media that people can get in contact with the show if they have information about one of the cases that they show. One, instead of like calling your Crime Stopper line, you can, as you're watching it, you know, text in like, I saw the man with the knife. Yeah.
That guy lives next door. Yeah. I always thought about that. Like, would I be the person that squeals on someone?
Yes. I would hope so.
I would be like, tell me more about the story. If it was a bank robber, I wouldn't. I'd be like, take the money and run. But go for it. You know what? Share the wealth. Give me some dollars. I mean, obviously, if it was a murderer or a kidnapper, yes. But like, a lot of times they have like bank robbers on there. I'm like, I don't care about that. Drug smuggler? Smuggle. Smuggle away.
Smuggle your heart out. We do not condone smuggling of any kind here at
Unless Bad it's Taste. Puppies.
What? Oh my God.
Smuggle only, a puppy.
Only if you smuggle puppies into my arms.
Mm-hmm. Smuggle snuggle is what I call it.
The smuggle snuggle. So the other thing is they're doing these. So what you would see a lot of times on America's Most Wanted is police renderings or like sketches and stuff.
Yep.
You know, some of the classic like police great sketches.
I can't.
So what they're doing now is they're doing like a full body 3D rendering
of Jesus. Okay.
they're calling it a 3D avatar, and like in the trailer for the new show, like in the studio where they're filming it, she like walks around this 3D avatar, right? And they're really excited about it because you get a better sense of height, of they can show if that person has a distinct walk, tattoos, where those tattoos are, and moles and distinct marks that you can render more accurately in 3D. I'm really trying to sell this to you.
They're gonna have holograms just walking around the America's Most Wanted studios.
If they did it with Tupac, they can do it to solve crime.
Do you think they're gonna have the same technology as Tupac's estate? Probably not. It's probably gonna be what I have, which is a merge cube, which is like this little tiny AR thing that we use for classes.
I've never heard of that. Is it cool?
Okay, well, it's really cool and it's great for like working with kids. I've done like AR lessons in for art classes, but it's literally like the size of a Rubik's cube, and it's just you know, use it with an app. It's very easy.
They do but that, like... and then they super zoom in. Oh, zoom, my zoom, God. Zoom. Or they just have her stand like... really far in the background and put the cube Which really technology? Close so that it looks like she's the same size. Mm-hmm. You know, perspective. Anyway.
Perspective. We went to art school. Perspective.
There's also obviously a lot of talk about investigation technology being farther along, more use of DNA and genealogy, forensic genealogy stuff.
We'll see.
So it starts on March 15th. So Monday.
Countdown.
9 p.m. Eastern.
I will be there on my couch waiting.
I'm sure, because by the time we record next, a bunch of the episodes for that will be out. So I'm sure we'll talk about this on the show once we're able to, like, see it. But I saw this today and was like, oh, shit. I didn't know that was... Did not know.
You are on it with your news.
This is what happens when I could do it the day that it happens. I'm like, yes.
Right?
All the crime news.
Should we always do a live show?
That is a very big commitment. Behind the scenes, let me tell you guys, a little peek behind the curtain. I was over here.
Hold on.
Literally, like, 5 minutes before we started, like, oh my God, this thing isn't working. I can't get the sound to work. I'm trying to do this. I hid all of my room mess. It's all hidden.
Which is like, no one would have seen it because you started moving stuff. I'm like, I can't, what is that?
Yeah, there was some laundry over here. There's, I can see my yoga mat under the bed because my bedroom also doubles as my office. That's life. That's like a 30-year-old's life now. So depressing.
That's my dining room for me. I'm in my dining room right now.
Your dining room slash art studio.
Yes, my whole house is slash my art studio. Just projects riddled in every room.
All right, Janelle, what do you got for us?
Well, you guys, you know I love to bring the not so serious to any of our live streams. If you've watched them over the last summer, I was like trying to remember when the last time we did it was. Yeah. So it's an anniversary, and it got me thinking about, you know, people in love and what they do on their anniversary. And then I remembered this show I watched all about how women fall in love with serial killers.
It's honestly, it's really crazy because you told me you had this idea a couple of days ago. Literally, I think the afternoon that you told me that you were going to be looking at some of this stuff, I got into a conversation with friends of the pod, Alec and Summer and Wani, about this exact thing, because Summer at the moment is working on her PA degree, and so she's doing some I don't know what it's called, but it's like the trial medical things, residencies, like that kind of thing, in a prison. And so we got to talking about these women who fall in love with serial killers, which is just, I don't get it. Like,
I don't either.
Convicted serial killers.
There is a term for it, which is what kind of ruled me into, like, looking up this stuff. It's called hebristophilia, and that is the condition in which you are aroused because of a partner who acts out against society. So usually this means, you know, crime and violence, which is why a lot of women are interested in serial killers.
Okay, so this is, like, the literal thing for why people like bad boys?
Yes, that is exactly it. You may like a bad boy and not have a bristophilia, but everyone who has a bristophilia loves a bad boy. See what I mean?
What? But
what basically happens with this is that your brain is triggered by watching this violence or whatever, and it releases the neurotransmitter norepinephrine, and you're all excited, and you want some of that bad boy. So... I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about some of the famous couples. And then I'm going to play a game with you, Vicky.
I gotta be honest, it kind of blows my mind that there is an actual term for that specific thing. Like, that's...
Does it, though?
Kinda. I mean, there's, like, a word for everything. But
there,
like,
really is.
I don't know. That's... I always just thought it was one of those, like, preference things. Like...
No, I mean, a lot of... see, the other side of this is... There's people who have a hubristophilia, and then people, I forget what the term is, but people who are doing it because they like the media attention, and they're into, like, that voyeuristic aspect of it, to where the media is prying into their life and constantly taking photos of them.
Okay.
So that's the other aspect, is, like, you either are a hubristophiliac, or you like the reverse voyeurism. So not you watching people, but people watching you. Okay. So, yeah.
It's all, takes all very kinds.
Kinky. Yeah, right? We don't kink shame here.
Nope.
if you like a bad boy, that's fine. Maybe not a bad boy who's murdered somebody, but...
This is one of these areas where I kind of run into some, like, internal moral discrepancies. Because I'm just like... I'm not about kink shaming anybody, or, like, you know, do what you're going to do, love who you're going to love. But there is something about, like, falling in, especially, and I'm talking specifically about, like, post-conviction in jail, somebody, like, falling in love with this person who, you know, murdered, like, 25 women. That's a little far for me.
It's too wild. If you could even call it that. Mm. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about some famous couples, and then we're going to play a game. So the first set of couples all comes out of the Manson family.
Of course.
So if you're not familiar, Charles Manson did have an old lady, and her name was Afton Burton. And Burton actually started corresponding with Charles Manson when she was only 17 years old. So that's, like, peak I love a bad boy. The issue is they're, like, 60 years apart in age. Double ew. And they officially married on November 7th of 2014 when she was 26 and he was 80.
What?
Yeah. She also got into a legal dispute because when he passed away, she wanted to take his corpse on the road. Show it off.
So they got married. They did get married, right? Like,
they did,
legally married?
Yes, legally married.
Oh
my God. Like, right before he died. So I don't think, because he's a serial killer, obviously, you know, his body wasn't allowed to go anywhere. Because, obvious. I mean, hello, Charles Manson. But there was a news story that she was trying to get, like, them to release his body so that she could literally take it on the road like a traveling circus.
I mean, they're just gonna... Okay, so, obviously, they're gonna bury his body, right? Or cremate it in some way.
I think they cremated him. That's what they usually do with prisoners, is they cremate them unless they have very specific instructions.
I guess I don't understand the issue with releasing the body to whoever is, like, in custody, gonna be in custody of that, to, like, the estate, right? Even for, like, serial killers, I don't know. That's, I guess.
Well, I think it's because they knew that she was kind of really into the publicity aspect of it. And I don't think he put her in anything. Like, she wasn't in a will or anything like that.
Okay.
So.
Oh. Yeah, that's a little sketch,
though. Just because you're married to someone does not mean that you really have a whole lot of rights in terms of, like, possessions or their body or anything if they have a will.
Yeah. If they don't have a will,
you right out of it.
Then you're good, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Who knows? So the second couple was actually Tex Watson. He married Kristen Svedge. I think that's how you say your last name. Watson actually had converted to Christianity in 1975 and became an ordained minister in 1981. And before he kind of started doing ordained ministry for people, he decided he wanted to tie the knot himself with Svej. So they married in 1979, and they actually had 4 children together across several conjugal visits before they banned him from having conjugal visits.
Oh.
So why she has like a full-on family with him.
Why did they ban him from having conjugal visits?
The conjugal visits actually started to become kind of like a banned thing across the board for a lot of places.
Oh.
Just like when they used to do weekend jail. Do you remember that? So like, yes, you could go to the jail during the week and then on Saturday and Sunday you couldn't go.
They still do that for some people.
So they started pulling back the reins on stuff like that, okay, and conjugal visits and all that stuff. I don't get it. Whatever. Moving on to James Whitehouse married Susan Atkins. So she was the last of the Manson family members to get married while in custody.
Oh, God.
She also converted to Christianity. And I think that's really the reason why her and Tex Watson were able to get married and have visitation with their significant other, is because they kind of showed some sort of remorse for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So all three got married to people outside. It wasn't to, like, yes, other Manson family members.
No, which would be very interesting that actually happened. But no, they were all married to people who kind of started off as pen pals, which is how, okay, pretty much all of these stories start.
Yeah.
One of them is really interesting. So the next couple is probably the most famous, maybe the second famous. This is a hard toss-up. Of the married serial killer couples, and that is Carol Ann Boone and Ted Bundy. Now, ooh, you probably remember a little bit of this because if you watched the Zac Efron version of the Ted Bundy story, they played this out in the movie. But Bundy and Boone first met while they were working together at the Department of Emergency Services in Olympia. And this was in 1974, so way before he like started doing anything.
Yeah.
By day, he was kind of this person sort of helping the authorities search for missing women. And then by night, he was the one killing them. but Bundy took advantage of a Florida law which said that a properly phrased proposal in an open courtroom would constitute a legal ceremony as long as it was in the presence of a court officer.
Okay, so I gotta be honest with you. That does sound like some sovereign citizen shit. Like
a little bit, yeah. But it's Florida.
If they say these words in the exact order they need to be said, and the flag is leaning slightly to the left, mm-hmm, and it's in a courtroom where everything is made
of wood.
Wasn't
this also a gag on Full House?
Oh, maybe. It seems like it would be like a standard like sitcom trope.
Yeah, they walked around in a circle and they were accidentally married to each other. That was a gag on Full House.
They definitely did something similar on King of the Hill.
Yes. So that was what this is what happened. let's see. So they did that. And then while Bundy was on death row, he and Boone had a daughter in 1982. Now, they're not sure how this happened because he was not allowed conjugal visits. So there is a theory that she brought a, and I don't know if this is true, probably not, because science, that she brought a condom in, had him relieve himself into the condom, and then she just, you know, used that stuff. Ooh. Use that stuff. But he has a daughter that has his last name. So whether it's legit or not.
Yeah. We'll okay.
Never know. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Weird.
All right. So this is the other really famous couple that I'm kind of like, maybe he's more famous. If you recently watched the Richard Ramirez documentary, you know that he had a lot of lady followers. But he actually married Doreen Leoy. Now, he still received a lot of love letters and was still kind of like playing with women, but Leoy was the one that became his actual wife. And over the course of 11 years while he was in jail, she sent him 75 letters. Now, Leoy has been in the press exclaiming that he's innocent. Sure. Even though, you know, the evidence.
Right. Yeah, but let's be real.
It wasn't, yeah, right? But it wasn't until 1996 that they actually got married.
Okay.
And there's some very awkward photos of them online if you want to see their wedding pictures.
Okay, hold on a second.
It's real cute.
Let's see. Richard Ramirez.
Oh, it looks like we had Jenna. Is that how they... Probably that's how they say their name.
I saw in the chat. It and I said Jenna.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right.
Vicky.
But that's what I said in my head. I'm so sorry.
But they said it makes sense too. It's the ultimate codependent relationship. She gets to take care of the criminal and be his entire world outside of the prison, and they are in jail unable to see other women. Yes, I mean, that is some domineering control issues, I would say. But also probably another reason.
Man, they... I gotta say, that is incredibly an awkward couple. Like,
he also looks like so happy, and it's strange.
Well, in some of them, this one he looks kind of miserable. There's that one he looks happy.
There's like he's like smiling, and I'm just like, oh, he can smile.
Yeah, I kind of. I mean, it's kind of a smile. It's probably a smile for.
For him as much as he can.
I love these like cheesy backgrounds that they put up,
like painted murals. Most of the time they're like just gray walls or white walls, but every once in a while you can see that they have like family visitation rooms that they're in where there's like weird kind of fairy tale painted backgrounds or like something very scenic and nature based. And I'm just like, yikes, guys.
Hold on a second. I can show you guys. The stream's gonna get a little wonky for a second.
Whoa.
I can show you guys what we're looking at. So yeah, there's like this stuff. It just is. He doesn't look super
he
happy.
Looks as happy as he could muster.
Yeah.
Right?
This one, he looks kind of happy. It's like, it's like, I don't know. They seem awkward, though. I do love these backgrounds. Yeah. These, like...
I mean, it is so awkward. It's unbelievably awkward, to be perfectly honest.
Look at that hairstyle. You know, oh, my God.
Okay. They were in love, girl. They were in love.
We'll turn... We're gonna turn oh, my God.
Heavens. Okay, so the next couple, I'm just gonna kind of breeze over them a little bit because they're kind of boring. Rebecca Sneed married Lyle Menendez. Ugh, snooze fest. She's like, he's so innocent. Oh, and they got married.
I don't know about that.
And they were boring ever after. let's move on to more exciting things. So Christine Kuzuka and Angelo Buono were married. Buono was incarcerated at Folsom Prison when he married Kuzuka in 1986. He was not granted conjugal visits, and I found this one pretty hilarious because there were multiple press releases from the Department of Corrections stating, like, vehemently, he never has and never will ever have a conjugal visit. Like, they were like, this man will not be able to procreate in our presence.
That's a very... That's a very good Bill Clinton, I feel like.
Thank you. Yeah.
I did not have sex with that woman.
That's where I went. That's where I stayed.
Oh, my God.
So our next hot couple is Shirley Joyce Book and Kenneth Bianchi. Now, this one's really interesting because before she settled on Kenneth Bianchi, I mean, he's pretty. He's got like the luscious 80s hair and the mustache. She tried to get with Ted Bundy first. Oh. She was sending love letters to Ted Bundy first. And when he was like, I'm good, she, backup plan, started becoming a pen pal with Kenneth Bianchi. And they, quote unquote, fell in love. And she married her runner up. So cheers, that, Shirley and Kenneth.
That feels great. I would not call that luscious locks. That is absolutely terrifying hair. Absolutely.
There's a picture of him in court or going to court where it looked like blown out.
Let me turn this window back on. Okay. Because this is the one I'm looking at where it's like these curls. You're talking about this one, right? Where it's like a nice wave.
Yes, where it's like a wave. Is he in a sports coat?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, so that's probably the one that I was looking at. He was like in a sport coat and he had like blown out hair and it was just like so 80s.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm glad I figured out how early to share 90s. That screen. Okay. We can have visuals now. How exciting.
Yes. All right. So the next couple, which is the last couple I have before we play our little game, is probably the most difficult story of all of them. So,
okay.
I wasn't really familiar too much with the serial killer, Philip Jablonski. Are you familiar with Philip Jablonski too much?
I am not.
Okay. He murdered his wife. That was his big story.
The fact that you just prefaced the story by saying murdered his wife, because I know he's about to get married to somebody.
Exactly. God. So Carol Spadoni met her future husband, Jablonski, in 1978 after responding to Jablonski's personal ad in the paper looking for a pen pal. She didn't blink an eye when she found out that he was in jail for murdering his previous wife. And the fact that they were allowed to put out ads in the papers looking for pen pals while they were in jail, frightening. But in 1982, they married in San Quentin prison. He was set to be released in 1990 because we all know every time you murder a wife, nobody cares. But Carol actually started to have second thoughts and wanted to end the marriage. Okay. So she stated to her mother, who she was living with, that he started acting really strange in the last couple of visits before he was set to get out, and she felt like something was wrong, so she decided that she was going to file for divorce. So she puts in the paperwork to file for divorce, and he gets released in 1991. He thought he was going to be able to live with her, and when he found out that she was not living in the address that she was previously, he got pissed off and went to find her. He eventually did find her, and then he murdered her and her mother in their home, and then mutilated their bodies.
What?
So, needless to say, he married and killed both of his wives, and then went back to jail. So,
oh my god, this so, okay?
Moral people... of the story: don't.
Do we need more proof than this? That like, literally, if. Oh my god. There's so much. I'm like, especially if the crime is killing your significant other, you might want to rethink that marriage proposal. Like,
right? He probably was like, well, Karen was a bitch. That's why I murdered her. But you know what? He just loves to murder women, so that's the problem. You can't change the man, oh okay? God. Stop trying to change the man.
Oh my god. Oh no.
Now, Vicky, are you ready to play probably the most effed up game I have created for this stream?
Maybe. I'm always really bad at these games because I have terrible recall.
Well, it is not fact, okay?
Oh good.
This is an opinion game.
Okay.
All right. So, instead of playing Fuck, Marry, Kill, we are going to play Netflix and Chill, Marry, Send Back. Okay. I'm going to give you three gentleman caller serial killers. And you're going to tell me which one you want to Netflix and Chill, Marry, or Send Right Back to the Pen. Are you ready?
This is terrible and I hate it already.
I originally was going to call it Boink Mary Send Back, but I was like, let's just say Netflix and Chill, because that could also connotate maybe you fell asleep, had some snacks, and watched some docs.
My Netflix and Chill would be watching a doc and falling asleep.
Exactly. So probably. I put that instead of Boink. So.
Yeah. God.
All right. So our first is the luscious group of mustache-toting murderers. Our number one pick. H.H. Holmes. Number two, Ed Kemper, a.k.a. the co-ed killer. And number three, Dennis Rader, a.k.a. BTK. Now, who would you Netflix and Chill, marry, or send back? Like, you should have some doo-doo-doo music.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. Okay. So I feel like I would probably... I would probably marry H.H. Holmes.
Okay, good choice, good choice. Because he's never home.
Yeah, that's one. He's never home. He's always off working. But I always feel like his cons were not as, like, all you had to do was pay attention, really, you know? Mm-hmm. And I, yeah, with my 2021 knowledge, would not get tricked into any, right, of his
secret... The sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Look into the mustache.
I would probably very awkwardly Netflix and chill BTK, because Ed Kemper needs to get the fuck back. Yes.
Really? See, so in my version, I would also marry H.H. Holmes, because, yes, it's like, he's always out and about. He's, yes, always on the run, changing his name, and it's like, I wouldn't even have a husband, so that's totally fine.
Exactly.
And I think I would probably Netflix and chill with Ed Kemper, because he's, like, obsessed with shoes. Like, we could talk about shoes.
No.
We could talk about like our favorite pairs of shoes. We can watch a shoe documentary.
This crazy man needs to go back to the pen.
And I would send back BTK, because he'd always be stealing my undergarments, and it's like, excuse me, that is my lingerie, get out of there. Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like he's sheepish enough that it'd just be like, I don't know, like, watch Netflix and then just be like, please go away. You know, get it over with, move on with my day.
Oh my gosh, maybe. All right. So our next flock of eligible bachelors is what I'm deeming Midwest's finest.
Okay.
We have John Wayne Gacy, Ed Gein, and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wow.
Who would you, Netflix and chill, marry or send back?
Man, that's a tough one. That's
isn't
a really
it though?
Tough one.
Some of these, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I can even decide.
Okay, so Gacy, Gacy, Gein, and Dahmer. Okay,
we're really sticking in the Illinois Wisconsin border here. Yeah. This is our sweet spot.
It's true. That is true. These are like the serial killers we grew up with.
Right? These are our hometown heroes.
I don't know about that. Hometown heroes. Well, I would say, oh my God, I would probably oh my God, I don't even. That's
See,
so
it's a
hard.
Toss up. It's a toss up for me between marrying Dahmer or Gacy. Okay, here's
yes,
one.
That's Hear where I'm at, actually, because, sorry, Ed Gein.
Neither of them would have any interest in me whatsoever. So I could just, yes, be off doing whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Okay. But I feel like Dahmer would be like super nice, because, yeah, he was more interested in men, right? So I'd be like his, you know. It's not a beard. Is it a beard? When I forget,
yes,
what the term is. Okay.
Yes.
So I could be his, you know, whatever. And he could have fun with the boys, right? And Gacy would just be off doing whatever. But
yeah,
he would still be, like, too conscious of what he's doing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because I fully thought his wife knew something was going on.
Oh, my God.
So I think maybe I would send him back. Send Gacy back, marry Dahmer, and Netflix and chill with Gein, because then I would watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre with him and be like, what do you think about that?
No. So
that is actually about you, sir.
Atari pointed out Dahmer would have very weird Netflix snacks.
That's true.
Is a good point. Wasn't Gacy? Gacy was married.
He was, and he had kids.
Yeah. And
but that's the thing, is like, she had to know something was going on because their house smelled like rotting corpses.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of alone, quiet time with young boys in their home.
Yeah.
So I feel like she like turned a blind eye, but kind of knew something was wrong.
Yeah. I think that I would probably marry Dahmer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Netflix with Gacy. And said, I'm sorry. This
skin goes back. It's fine.
The skin goes back. The skin stuff is a little much for me. Like, I want to keep this. All of this. All of this. All of it.
It's true. I want to
keep, really. Preferably. Mm-hmm. Like, I would rather have my nipples attached than on a belt. That's just a personal preference. But
it's just a personal preference. Everybody has their own thing.
Yeah. Oh my
Again,
God.
We are not a kink shame podcast.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. So our last group is what I'm calling. Did you just ghost me? Because this is serial killers who've never been caught.
So really. Really quick.
Okay, yes.
Atari just said, if you marry Dahmer, who cleans the fridge?
Me, because I love throwing things away. So I'd be like, have you even used these brains in the past 3 months? In the trash they go.
True. Okay, yes, continue. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this last group is called, Are You Ghosting Me? Because it's serial killers who've not been caught.
All right.
This one might be hard, okay? We have Jack the Ripper, the Zodiac Killer, and the Cleveland Torso Killer. Who are we Netflix and chilling, marrying, or send back?
So, first of all...
Yes?
I'm sorry, I just saw the chat.
Oh, no.
You can binge Project Runway with Keen.
Yes! I'm telling you! Gene would he only got set off like a handful of times, okay? He wasn't like a rampant killer. So I feel like you could maybe tame him a bit. Enough to watch Netflix.
You said, you just said you can't change a man as we're talking about all of these women marrying serial killers.
You can't change him, but you can quell him for a moment to watch Netflix.
For like 2 hours. Just chill the
for
fuck
just
out.
One tiny binge and he'll be chill and we'll go about our day.
So okay, repeat them.
Okay, sorry. Jack the Ripper, the Zodiac Killer, and the Cleveland Torso Killer.
Okay, so we all know that the Zodiac Killer is Ted Cruz. So
yes. So what do you want to do with Ted Cruz?
He needs to go back to fucking prison.
Let's be real. Actually, just send him there for the first time. Go there. Stay there.
So I would say I would probably.
This is a toss up because the Torso Killer and Jack the Ripper are very close. Yeah, in fact, people thought that they were the same person at one point.
I would probably marry Jack the Ripper.
Mm-hmm, because it's a doctor, definitely
a doctor. And I like mysterious men or women.
He probably has like an amazing like long jacket that he just like, whooshes. So
it could be. You know what the thing is it could be a woman. I think
it could be too. It
that's
could
a thing.
Be
just a mysterious mm-hmm. person, like
mysterious lady.
So there's that. I'd mm-hmm. probably marry Jack the Ripper. I would Netflix with.
The Torso Killer.
Literally
that is my exact pick as well, because the Torso Killer would probably love like the gruesome horror movies. It'd be like, yeah, put on of the bad stuff, let's do it.
Yeah,
right. So yeah, I would have to agree.
When you look at it of the perspective of like, you only have to spend like seriously 2 hours max with mm-hmm. these people, that's it, unless you're binge watching a series. But I would go for a movie.
Exactly. Keep it to a movie.
Yeah. Preferably an hour and a half. But
so like maybe wear or do the Devil Wears Prada with Gein instead of Project Runway.
Yeah.
Right? We're talking fashion. Yeah. High fashion.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea. That's what I would do.
Yes. Well, that is the game, and I hope you guys were creeped out and delighted.
Yes. Okay, so we've got two more things, I think, before we wrap up. I know we did this the last time we streamed. Sorry, there's like wet. I don't know what's wet on my desk. Something over there got wet. That's fun.
Vicky, we are live.
I didn't say it was me. I just said it was on my desk.
Keep your piddle puddles to yourself while we're live.
So we are bringing back a favorite, which is, of course, Florida Man.
Florida Man!
The card game.
Yes.
So this is very similar to like a Cards Against Humanity type game. But when we play it, I have Janelle try and guess what the headline is.
And it's pretty funny because sometimes I get real close.
Yes.
Too close.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So we'll just take a chunk out of the middle. See, Janelle puts me in the hot seat and then I get to do the same, which is kind of fun.
Exactly.
Bumping everything. Okay. Hold on. Sorry.
It's good when you don't have to know facts, though. Yeah. No facts in these games at all.
Well, kind of facts. They technically are facts. And I think all of them are two word. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Hit me. I'm going to channel my inner Floridian.
Yes. I hope none of these are the same ones that we've already done.
Oh my gosh. That'd be pretty hilarious.
But let's see. Look at the back of these cards. They're like little oranges.
Yes.
I love it. They're so cute. Okay. We'll start with the hard one. I think.
Okay. I'm listening. Let's do this.
Florida man fired after mistaking blank for blank.
Okay.
What did he mistake for something else?
Florida man fired after mistaking a baby for
a football.
No, I was going to say like a fast food restaurant. A baby for a hamburger patty.
Oh. Oops, who put this baby here?
Do you want extra mayo on the baby?
Oh my God. Boss's office for a bathroom, Chad says.
Nice. Yes.
Just took a big old dump on the boss's desk. Okay.
In the leather chair.
Oh no.
Here's to your throne.
Oh, God. So, the Florida man. You are not too far off.
Is it a food item?
No.
Okay. Is it a baby?
No. It's neither of those. But it's in the same realm as baby, I think.
Okay. Small dog?
I don't know. So, Florida man fired after mistaking dead body for a mannequin.
I mean, that's happened to the best of us, you know?
Has it?
Every time you drive by something on the side of the road, how many times do you do a double take? Every time.
Every time, but it's normally because I'm looking at the garbage bag I'm passing and thinking, is that body parts?
Body parts?
Yeah.
I always think something worse, which is like, are those animals? Because people, you know, will put like kittens and puppies in bags and throw them out. Anyway, that's so much worse. Like, it's so much worse than a dead body.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What is it? Sad.
Okay. Next one. Florida man charged with assault with a blank after throwing alligator through blank. I think we might have done this one.
I think we might have done this because I'm pretty sure it's like a chicken nugget through a drive-thru window.
It's, so he's charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing an alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru. I think we've done this
Yeah. It's either assaulted someone with a chicken nugget and then threw an alligator through a window. I don't know, but I remember that story.
Okay, so let's try this one. Okay. Florida man drives stolen blank into ditch, has blank named Monk attached to him.
Okay. Drives a golf cart into a ditch. Has a iguana strapped to him named Monk.
Okay. Okay. It is Florida. I feel like people have iguanas on leashes.
These are all Florida things. Everybody has a golf course. Because I mean,
everybody has a golf course.
Yeah, they have a whole golf course.
Yeah, I could see this. I feel like they have a lot of like lizards on leashes down there.
Yes.
So, this Florida man drove a stolen car, which is weirdly normal.
Yeah.
Into ditch, has diaper wearing monkey named Monk attached to him.
See, I figured like that was too much on the nose.
Too obvious.
I mean, everybody has a monkey strapped to them.
But
an iguana is truly special.
Let's do one more. Let's see if any of these are like jumping out as super good. Oh, yep, this one. Okay.
Oh boy, okay.
Yeah.
Buckle up, let's do this.
Okay. Armless Florida man.
Oh boy, okay.
Stabs tourist with blank. Held in his blank. No handcuffs necessary.
Stabs a person with a chopstick.
Okay.
Held in his mouth.
Okay. Solid guess. Solid guess. That's the first thing, like the first place that I would assume somebody would hold something like that in a stabbing motion.
Yes.
Not in this case, however.
Other or toes. That's the other stabby part.
So an armless Florida man stabs a tourist with scissors held in his feet.
See? Yeah. Pencil held in butt cheeks, says Atari. And I'm here for that.
Yes. That would be amazing.
Would that be like a bend over or a squat?
I feel like...
Would you be like coming down on him or bending over coming at him?
Oh my God. Right? That's a great question.
Like a stab or a thrust? It's like that I meme where like where does the brontosaurus... Where does the brontosaurus wear the necktie? Up by its chin or down its neck? You know?
That's a really good question. I've never thought about that, actually.
You've never seen that meme?
No.
Oh my God.
I haven't, but that's a good question.
I always say it's down, right? Because you don't wear your tie up here, you wear it down here. So it's like down around closer to the base of your neck. So the base of their neck would be towards their body.
Yeah, true. But does it look awkward when somebody with a really long neck has a tie super low?
I don't know. I looked at the pictures and I thought, oh, that's it's up here, like at its chin, dangling down.
Okay.
Very weird looking. First one, then the other. Yes. You have to thrust outward and then down.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I imagined full on running backwards. That's what I was thinking in my head.
Really?
Yeah.
Because are you thinking of it like, you know, angled out of the butt cheek
or straight
in the butthole?
Like
coming out.
Butt cheek, pencil. Like this.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying hold it with the butthole, but like with the butt
I mean, that's
cheek.
The only way you're going to get enough thrust.
You got to have really strong cheeks, I think.
See, that's why you got to have a little butthole action.
God, okay. So,
moving on.
We're going to move on to our last thing of the evening. Mm-hmm. When we started this podcast 4 whole years ago.
Right? That was like 8 jobs ago.
Yeah. It's
really?
Been a long time.
Just about.
Mm-hmm. So we kind of, there was a whole mishmash of stuff that we did. Janelle and I put together lists for like name ideas. Actually, those I think we have too somewhere. I don't really feel like looking for them right now, but.
Oh my gosh.
I thought
the name ideas were real interesting.
Yeah. They were pretty off the wall. I'm glad we landed on what we did, But they were pretty, like, looking back at it, I'm just like, yeah, that was, I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, four years ago, me was real rough.
Yeah. Yeah, true. This, now 2021 me, I've lived through a pandemic that's still ongoing. Like, I've changed jobs. I've got back to school. This girl here is improving herself.
Living life.
So I thought it would be fun to go back through. For me, this is really fun because you guys may not know this, but I tend to name the episodes because I'm the one that uploads them.
Yes. And it's usually something awesome we've said during the episode. Namely, something I've said that's super not awesome.
It's because I am not funny.
Oh, you just call me funny?
Yeah.
So, you mean awkward to the max.
Also that. But I feel like most of the time it's because I just don't feel like I say funny shit. So I'm just like, Janelle just said something really funny. You're not supposed to agree with that, Janelle. You're supposed to be like, sorry. Oh, funny.
No, I laugh at everything you say, even when you're serious.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So I thought it would be fun to look back on some of the names that were left on the cutting room floor for episodes, because they were not always the greatest. And I will also tell you that they, I don't really remember what all of these reference, like which episodes, which is equally as fun.
Yeah, I probably won't either. So here we go.
So I think that, let me see really quick. I want to pull up a list of our episode names because
you try to figure out which episode it belongs to.
Yes, because all of these are in order from start to finish.
Amazing.
Except I think I'm missing some in this list. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway.
It's fine. We'll wing it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. So. God, these are so dumb. The first one literally is The Power of Yoga. Did I name an episode that?
You did. Yes. You named an episode.
I'm feeling bad about it now. The Power of Yoga.
You should.
There's one that says, we're a couple of podcasters.
Yes,
I didn't use that.
Accurate statement.
I did not use that.
Was it a couple dot 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 of podcasters?
Yes, with an exclamation point.
I knew it.
Oh, there's The Power of Yoga. Okay, that was episode 16.
Yeah, I was gonna say some of these are probably from the early days.
Yes,
year one.
You can get aroused in your heart. Did I use that one?
No. You did. And I'm so glad you didn't, because we could save that for later. You can get aroused in your heart.
There's some of these. If I used them, tell me, because some of these I recognize. Like a really bad version of the Terminator, I think, was an episode title.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yep, we did that one.
What's this pile of rags? It's a gun.
That might have been Jerry Get the Gun Point.
Yeah. I think that was Jerry Get the Gun Point.
Because I don't know how to talk. Yeah. Jerry Get the Gun Point.
Not my Nissan. Not my Nissan. You said that during an episode.
Yes. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
But then I was like, he killed all those people. Which, again, I'm like, what were we talking about here?
God, this would make an excellent Mad Lib game.
It would. It really would. 1978 was a real solid year.
I say that about the 70s a lot.
Dr. Scott. Let's see. I think I did use that one.
Yes.
Someone just clobbered me with a stone.
You deny he's that one.
I didn't.
But I think that was the family in Ohio who had that weird cult and put everyone in a stone pile. Yes, oh. Yes. Things are coming back to me full okay, force
this
here.
This is like triggering memories.
This is, yes.
Clubbing with a deer. That was...
don't recall that.
Thrice deletion, I remember. That yes, is an episode.
We did use thrice deletion.
Yeah. Just to make extra sure.
I tend to say thrice extra. There it is.
Yeah, thrice deletion was episode 27.
Yes.
Let's see. You would need so many calendars, which is also one that we used, but I'm like relevant because I'm pretty sure Janelle uses three calendars.
I have three fucking calendars that I have to use, and I hate every minute of it.
What else we got? He like turned water into wine, and that is not human.
I think you said that. I don't think I said that.
That's pretty good. I'll take credit for that. It's basically like they went to Murder Mart. I think you said that. So about that torso probably. In the river.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Yes. I think that was in reference to the people having kits in their car, like murder kits.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Namaste. Let's talk about murder.
Yes, I think we used some version of that.
Yeah. Let's see. I guess you're polite when you're not high on cocaine.
Sounds accurate. Cocaine makes you an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my jacket. Great episode Man. Title. This is why these didn't make it. I can tell. There's a reason.
I don't know what that one's from.
Yeah. Violent piano duets. I do remember that.
We did use that one, yeah.
Did we use that one? Okay. She had been dyed. That was one.
Yeah. Again, me with my choice English. She had been dyed.
Let's see. Consent is key. We use that.
It's true. Consent is key.
Oops, no cancer? Did we use that one?
Yes, we used oops, no cancer.
That's still pretty good.
Because it was the lady who was faking having cancer, and then she murdered a bunch of people.
Oh, yes. I see. You know what's making me feel better about this as I'm going through these?
Is like,
the ones that I still find funny are the ones that we used as... episode titles.
Yeah.
Not a one stroke. I think we used that one.
we have definitely, and I even remember the hand gesture in which I used.
Yes,
not a one stroke. Oh my god, this is like total memory recall right now.
He's a flim flam man. I think we used that one. That's something you said for sure. Flim flam man is definitely your
flim flammery is what I say.
That silly little massacre.
Oh,
incarcerated? Nope. Incinerated.
That sounds like a typo.
Yep.
That's
gone
wrong.
Like me.
Yeah.
Typhee snacks, that's one.
Oh no. I remember that.
I think that's the Warcraft episode. I'm pretty sure.
We were talking about Typhoid Mary for a second.
Yeah, because the next one down is Don't Make Me Go and Get the Soviets, y'all.
It's true.
Totally Closed Women. You're a Great Cop. You Can't Hide Wombs. That's a good one.
Yes, yes. We did use You're a Great Cop.
Discovery Channel is the Illuminati, which I think I chose not to use because I did not want the Discovery Channel to be like searching on iTunes and be like, who's talking about us? They find our little podcast.
We're the Illuminati? What?
It's just her master's degree. That was one.
Was it talking about me?
I don't remember. I think so. A gentle slap to the face with a glove.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Well, so color be hysterical. Starts.
Yes. Oh, so that's still my favorite one. Sorry, Hans is now drinking water loudly in the background.
I can't shame Weedy. Hear him. Shame Weedy. Severe lack of boners, I'm pretty sure we used.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely me. I say boner a lot.
Yeah, actually, we're getting down to most of these.
They're the early days.
These are recent. Severe lack of boners was pretty recent. Just do the mind recent. Stuff.
Well, mind stuff is recent, yeah.
Another reason not to be a runner, I think that was recent. I finally got this down to a science where I can, like, pretty much pinpoint the thing that's going to be the episode title. Plausible deniability, yeah. The best kind of deniability? I don't think
the
I
the only one, kind of deniability.
It's either dynamite or canaries. That was one of my favorites.
It's true.
Yeah. And then the last couple, do your fucking job. Messy. And Takes All Kinds, which came out last weekend. So
yes, yeah,
yeah,
solid,
solid. There was okay. So listen, we had a little self exploration to do at the beginning.
They title themselves, you guys.
Our idiocy is like
knows no bounds.
No, yeah, it helps with episode title creation. So with that
creation.
Guessing, just typing it in. Boy. I can just slap my hand on the keyboard a bunch of times.
We've Oops. Got it.
My computer.
Please don't accidentally turn something off as you slap the keyboard.
Oh no, no, my computer was making the little notification noise because I tried to search it. I don't know. Anyway, on that note, I think we're gonna close.
We did
out.
It, guys.
We did it.
Yeah. Happy anniversary. Now, where's my chips and salsa chilies? See?
Chips and salsa.
Coming in hot like I a chilies anniversary song.
I would die. Yes, I do. I would die if, like, somebody from Chili's came in the background with, like, salsa and a sombrero.
Salsa.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So good.
So
four more years.
I think Janelle is at a point where she just wants to chant stuff.
I've lost it, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I'm so through living and laughing.
Live, laugh, love, Janelle.
I'm more of a live, laugh, loaf kind of a girl. Just loaf. Feed me bread.
All right, so I think we're gonna close out there. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. These are always really fun. Because at least
for us anyway, I don't know about everywhere else.
Yes, yeah. It's like a little less structured. We get to be a little loosey-goosey.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hanging out with you, Janelle, and with our people
BTC
who are watching.
Fam.
Yeah. I also want to say thank you guys for listening to our craziness for 4 years, which is
it's a
wild.
Lot. It's this is our wild. Senior year.
What happens after this?
You graduate and go on to community college for 8 years.
Yes.
We are community.
Reliving my teenage years again. What? God, I am. I'm back in college. It's, anyway.
I never left college.
All right, guys. We're going to close it out. Thank you for joining us. Here's to 4 years and to 4 years more.
See you guys soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
In Los Angeles, a killer the police are calling the Hillside Strangler has murdered 10 young women and left their bodies on the hillsides along the highway. It was as if a wave of evil washed over this town.
We are all evil in some form.